When the discovery of the poison ricin forced the shutdown of three Senate office buildings this week, it created a challenge for law enforcement and also a puzzle for scientists. This incident brought back memories of October 2001 when two letters containing anthrax spores appeared on Capitol Hill. In the anthrax case, the FBI has been conducting an intensive scientific study of the powder, and this had us wondering exactly how science might be of any use in the ricin case. Here to talk about that is NPR science correspondent David Kestenbaum. And David, as I understand it, ricin is not a germ, but genetic tests are being done on this powder. Why would that be?
Right. This was really a test to confirm that the powder contained ricin. Ricin's not alive. It has no DNA. It's a poison. But it is extracted from the castor plant. So typically the extraction, it's not 100% pure, so there's a little genetic material that remains. But this genetic information could actually be useful to the investigation because it's going to allow investigators to compare this ricin to ricin from other cases. So on October 15th, there was a letter that contained a vial with ricin in it that appeared at a South Carolina postal facility, and a letter was sent to the White House containing ricin. So was this sent by the same person? You could look at the DNA and compare them, see if it was the same strain of plant, and perhaps more tellingly, they could look for impurities. So if someone made this in their kitchen in a coffee grinder, you would find the same bits of coffee in all the samples. So those are the thing they'll be looking at.
You're trying to find out if one person sent all these letters or if it might be multiple cases that they're
right.
dealing
with. Right. Is this the case they've already been working on, or is it somebody new?
Now, what other tests are being done?
The other question is really how well prepared was this powder? One scientist who's worked with ricin told me that he got so good he could extract it to 98% purity. So if this turns out to be very high, they're going to want to be talking to that guy. But, you know, it looks like it was not high purity. Some of the initial tests on Capitol Hill for this powder were negative. They'll also want to look at how it was made into a powder. Was it freeze-dried, or did someone just leave it down on a counter to dry out?
And you also reported this week that some people who were in the offices when the ricin was discovered will be asked to give blood samples. Why would that be?
Right. This is mostly for health follow-up. I mean, nobody was sick, but they'll want to look at the blood and see if anyone has any antibodies which show that their immune system has been reacting to maybe a very low level of exposure. But again, it could be interesting because I'm told the antibodies don't really start to circulate for 2 weeks. So if anybody who gives blood today has antibodies, that might suggest they were in contact with this stuff some time ago.
Now, David, I know you've been covering the anthrax case for well over 2 years now, and it's still unsolved. Is this ricin case, by any indications that you have so far, going to be any easier to solve?
It certainly could drag on. I mean, if you look at the potential suspects in the anthrax case, right, you had, I don't know, you know, a few tens of scientists in the United States who'd worked with anthrax, and yet we have tens of thousands of gardeners in the United States. I mean, it's not illegal to own castor beans. And people plant them in the gardens. They can provide nice shade. Some of them have flowers. You know, fortunately, it's not a weapon of mass destruction. You know, you can extract it from the beans in your kitchen with a bit of work, but you end up just with a kind of very nasty poison. To try and figure out how many of these plants were out there, I called some seed stores, and two of them told me that they sold about 1,000 packets of castor beans a year, and I in fact ordered one. It cost $7.90, including shipping.
Just about anybody could have made this, or is there some specialized knowledge that you'd have to acquire?
There are recipes that are not hard to find, but you know, it looked like something someone could do in their kitchen with a bit of work.
Okay, NPR's David Kestenbaum. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.